This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Chris Witz. Now, we live in, I think, in a very busy time, busy lives, especially in a big city like Sydney, and it's easy to fall into the trap of not caring for others. Now, you see this every day, people intent on getting on with their lives, not being concerned for anyone else. For example, how often do you talk to your neighbours these days? They don't seem to talk to one another very much. And everyone avoids talking on the bus or the train. So what has actually happened here? Are we scared to show this kind of response of caring for others just in case we're rejected? And I have a sense that most people are basically kind and generous. They just don't know or won't share it or show it. Stories have been reported in the media of older people who live alone and who die alone. The story is told, isn't it, of no one noticing the grass getting longer in the lawn or the letterbox overflowing. The person has died. It's so sad, isn't it? So we don't take risks much to tell people that we care for them or we love them. But really, it's not a difficult thing. It's so simple that we can easily overlook the obvious things like smiling at people, listening to their stories, answering their questions. Why not ask people for their opinion and listen as they give you their opinion? Believe what they say, delight in their stories. What about old people? Well, they love to be listened to. I recall a 90-year-old lady who had a birthday party, and she said, "I think I've got many of the answers to the dilemmas of life, but no one is asking me the questions." And how true that is. Old age has got so much to tell us. So asking someone to help with a problem, that's a very good thing to do. If you make promises, keep the promises. You'll certainly gain credibility and respect. And why not introduce them to your own family and friends? Remember their birthday, laugh at their jokes, find a common interest. It's important, isn't it, to accept people as they are, perhaps to share a meal with that person. And they're just some of the ways that we can show that we care for people. Now, one of the great examples of showing care is Jesus. Now, Jesus went out of his way for other people. He was the divine Son of God. But Jesus was human as well. He liked to be with people. And in John chapter 12 in the New Testament, we read of a day that he went to Bethany. And there a dinner was given in his honour. There was Martha, Mary and Lazarus. Martha, she seemed to be the good cook, and Jesus must have been hungry and exhausted after his busy day. And Mary seized the opportunity to do something special for him. She took a pound of perfume, very costly. It's not like our perfume that we use today. It was like oil that was rubbed all over your body. And she pours this onto his feet and wiped his feet with her hair. Here was an extravagant act of love. She did this spontaneously with real love and care. And a woman was not supposed to do that. Jesus was seen as a rabbi, and so you weren't supposed to touch the feet of a rabbi. But here was Mary. She washes his feet with her hair and caused an uproar. Judas, we read, he said, "Why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor?" He said, "It's worth a year's wages." And Jesus told Judas to leave her alone because he understood this act of generosity came from a sincere heart. Mary offered him a gift, and he received it in spite of what others said. Now, she did take a big risk, but offered a wonderful gift of sweet-smelling perfume and a foot massage for Jesus. And Jesus was not afraid to show how much he respected and cared for people. And you know the best way we can show that is, of course, to love others, to be kind to people. And every time we see someone in need, we can remember that Jesus loves that person too. And do you know that Jesus could well be wanting us to represent him by caring for people? So I think it's an important thing. We need to listen to people, and we need also not to make promises that we're not going to keep. We say, "Oh, don't worry, things will get better," and that may be true, it may not be true. Giving advice, that's not always the best thing to do, but to be available and to show that you care is a great thing to do. Well, Lord, we know we receive so much when we pray to you. We thank you today for your forgiveness, your grace, your pardon, and we are free to serve and to care for others. Lord, may your nature continue to be seen in us as we reflect your glory. May we see ourselves as being on a mission, and we thank you in the name of Jesus, our Saviour. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.